In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Christ Jesus says in Matthew to ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you. This is what Paul, Silas, and Timothy were no doubt doing ardently as they wandered through Asia Minor, seeking those who would hear the gospel. But not all was going as they had planned. Time and again, they would be turned away from what they thought was for sure a city that needed to hear the saving word of God. Time and again, they got the same message: access denied. You can almost hear Vicar Timothy grumbling, "I left Lystra for this. I thought I was going to serve our Lord, but we're just going in circles doing nothing." Maybe they shouldn't have convened to vote on every destination. You can't really hear it in Luke's words, but there must have been a real sense of frustration mounting in this group of godly men. No matter how hard they tried, they just couldn't get to where they wanted to go. It's true for us too. We don't always get what we want. Fervent prayers for a warm climate result in a call to Minnesota. Fervent prayers for a spouse seem to go unheard, begging for a child brings only heartbreak. Does God not hear? Is God ignoring us? Maybe that's what Timothy and Silas debated as the Spirit of Jesus again and again said no to St. Paul's prayers during their Asian mission. Did a God our Father not want these people to hear the gospel? Or did the gospel not even apply to them? Those are the wrong questions to ask. The right question is, where is the door already standing open? One can see in the parable of the sower a sort of parallel to this text. He scatters his seed indiscriminately, yet it only takes root and bears fruit in the good soil. He wouldn't accomplish much farming if he spent all of his time working and struggling to get the seed to grow over there on the rocky path, all the while ignoring the soft, fertile soil just behind him. And that's the heart of what's going on here: human work and calculation versus divine guidance. The Spirit prevents Paul and Silas and Timothy and Luke's own plans, all the while opening for them an unexpected door. God changed their plans for the gospel, just as the gospel itself changes our plans and our motivations for our own salvation, and even the salvation of those around us. But how will we ever know if we're on the right track in the proclamation of God's word? Simply by being faithful. If we're trying to do it any other way, if we're trying to force the issue, the likelihood is that we'll just wind up banging our heads against a closed door. Paul was being faithful, so were Silas and Timothy. They just thought the recipients of God's word were going to be the ones that they had chosen. Not so, says God. Our Lord has called us to work in his kingdom, wherever it is that he has placed us, and as he has gifted us in our various vocations. Some of them might seem more glamorous, some of them might seem more important, but whatever you do, it doesn't really matter one bit if you spend all of your time banging your head against a locked door. I could give you a list of examples, but you have your own experiences to reflect on. How has the opening of that unexpected door surprised you? Were you humbled the last time when you turned around and saw the door standing wide open that Christ had left right behind you? It's a good thing that God is forgiving, because we'd be in a heap of trouble if not for that grace. The gift of forgiveness for Christ's sake covers a multitude of sins, even those when we think that we know better than God. As he hung on that cross and cried out, "It is finished," our Lord Christ washed away with his blood all of those sins of, "I know better this time, God. If you'll just do it my way, I'll..." And don't you know this will look better on the statistical report? Everything our God and Father does is done to serve the gospel according to his will. Everything he plans is done so that his word would be proclaimed to those who need to hear it. We might think we have the system figured out. We might think it's really easy to do this Christian stuff. But even though, as St. Paul says, we do have the mind of Christ, we still don't have his day planner. We don't have his step-by-step strategic plan. Even so, God is good. His grace abounds, and we are forgiven of our thick-headedness and our laziness and our idolatry of trying it our way. No matter how badly we want to be in charge and we want to be in control, he still uses us as sinful, imperfect creatures that we are to do his work. Even if at first we're banging against the locked door and don't see the wide open one right here. May our Lord continue to use us and continue to open our eyes to those open doors that he leaves all around us, so that his word may not be bound, but go forth and not return empty, but accomplish that for which it was sent out. In the name of Christ, amen.